My name is Lisa Alira, and I've been involved with Great Ormond Street as a Foundation Trust member for about 18 months. A Parents Foundation Trust member is someone who gets involved in some of the operational committees that go on within the hospital and provides the parents' perspective. So I get the opportunity to listen in to some of the ways in which Great Ormond Street can be better as an experience for its patients and carers and parents, looking at all the papers that contribute to that and sitting in on the meetings and being a big part of it. Some of the projects I get involved in at the hospital include things like some of the ways in which we survey and get feedback from patients and parents, the ways in which food and hygiene can be improved. One of the most exciting projects has been working on the reception and potential ways that can be more welcoming, more inviting for parents and carers and patients, and that's an ongoing project, quite a big one. Today I'm working with Peter Williston, Head of Facilities, and we're looking around reception to just see where we're up to in terms of going forward with that project.
Hello Lisa, welcome to Main Reception. As we walk through, you'll see that we've made quite a number of improvements over the course of the last 6 months or so. One of the key elements is that we've actually replaced the furniture, the desking for the volunteers and for the charity, which has also enabled us to relay out the seating, which has made the seating a much more attractive option.
The reception project was born out of general feedback through research, which had said that actually it's not a very inviting experience going to reception, and that there's lots of things from the way in which staff work within that space, but also just design-wise, how the space could work better. So I attended a brainstorming session, which was involving lots of people in the hospital, inside and outside, thinking about what would be the best possible reception space. And from there, a small group of us have worked towards trying to achieve that, and look at that within the concept of the big redesign that's going on, drawing on lots of feedback from patients and parents, but also best practice kind of stuff.
Moving on, we've actually also refurbished the play bus. It's been completely repainted, and we've also added in a replacement for the TV screen that's been broken, so actually children can now play with an interactive screen in the bus.
That's great, because the one thing that we saw in the research was the whole time people said the bus is great, people still love the bus, so people were always reluctant to talk about losing the bus, because it's a real draw. When the children come in, it's the first thing they go to, because it looks fun, looks lovely, and they're playing on it now, you can see them loving it.
I decided to become a Foundation Trust member because I have a son who was treated as an inpatient at Great Ormond Street, and we felt very well looked after, and we continued to work with Great Ormond Street with my son and wanted to be part of it in a wider sense, because I think there is lots to improve and Great Ormond Street is part of our lives. We need it to feel like we're giving back to it as well. I think the more that you become involved, the more you feel that your perspective adds value, and it's easy to think that as a parent you might just sit there and people pay lip service to what you say, but I think people genuinely take on board your contributions, and I have felt that in everything I've done people have wanted me to be involved, and I've definitely felt a part of it.
Can you tell me what's happened to the Citizen Advice Desk?
We've obviously installed a touchscreen kiosk here for parents and visitors to access information about Citizen Advice. It's supplementary to the one that's actually currently downstairs. We're actually looking at trying to get that in an area closer to the main thoroughfare. And that's also another sort of one of our aims, is to use the space on the ground floor of the hospital for patient and visitor facing services.
I think anybody can become a Foundation Trust member. It's helpful if you have a personal connection with the hospital, but I think if you've been involved with the hospital, anybody can sign up and be a member. The skills that most people can bring are good communication, excellent sense of the role of hospital in a community. Any broad skills that come from a commercial environment or even a community environment, there's lots of skills that all add to the mix.
Obviously our plan's quite ambitious, Peter. Can we talk about some of the challenges on the way?
I mean, I think the biggest challenge that we have is in terms of identifying a business case for making change in this area. I mean, also as a trust, we're trying to develop clinical care, and so therefore funding is quite often needs to be aimed at that.
The challenges faced, I find it refreshing but very different working within an NHS medical environment, because it's not my background, and you understand the complexities of managing or working within this kind of organisation. It's hugely challenging, and you know, it's a huge credit that Great Ormond Street has the reputation and delivers as it does, because it's a very complex organisation.
So Peter, next steps going forward?
What we've got to do is, obviously we've got the new building opening, and we've actually got to look at the main entrance and how that is actually going to be used, because that's where the people come in first. So we've actually got to redesign elements of the entrance to suit the changes to the next stage of the building.
We're going to get there in the end, yeah. Aren't we? when the reception's complete, I think it'll be really exciting. It'll be great to see the sense of achievement, but also if it makes staff feel more excited about being there, if it makes people feel that they can dwell there, they're comfortable, they're warm, they kind of feel that they're in the right place, then that's a great achievement.
You've been listening to a podcast produced by Great Ormond Street Hospital in March 2011. If you've enjoyed listening to this, visit our website to hear more interviews from Foundation Trust members. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.